across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
News. What after the deadly typhoon? Up to 10,000 people are thought to have been killed in one of the most powerful storms ever recorded. Relief workers are yet to reach some towns and villages. Many have no clean water and food. The Queen's joined thousands of veterans as part of Remembrance Sunday. A two-minute silence was held earlier at the Cenotaph in central London before Her Majesty laid the first wreath. There was then a march past the monument. These people travelled to the capital to pay their respects.
About 3 years we've been coming down since I left the Air Force. It's paying remembrance to fallen comrades.
Well, I feel very, very proud to be here today.
Both my wife's father and my father served during the war. I know what they all went through.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempting to murder a police officer in South London. He was tasered after reportedly threatening members of the public with a knife in Battersea this lunchtime. The Home Office is considering banning terror suspects from visiting controversial mosques. The Defence Secretary says monitoring must be tightened after suspect Mohammed Ahmed Mohammed fled a mosque in a burqa. He's still on the run. In football, it's been a great day for the Premier League's North East sides. Newcastle won 1-0 at Tottenham, while Sunderland triumphed 1-0 at home to Manchester City. The table toppers Arsenal kick off at reigning champions Manchester United shortly. Peter Smith is at Old Trafford.
Four changes to the United team that drew in the Champions League against Sociedad. Returning are Jones, Evans, Carrick and Van Persie. Giggs, Flaney and Hernandez dropped to the bench. Ferdinand is rested. Three alterations to the Arsenal team that won in Dortmund. A sickness bug rules out Mertesacker, Rosicki and Gibbs. In camp Vermaelen, Flamini and Frimpong. At Old Trafford, it's Manchester United against Arsenal.
Swansea and Stoke also get underway in the next hour. And we could be hearing Arise Sir Bex. It's being reported David Beckham is to be knighted. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Caught outside, you're emotionally cold. High Highs with a Real Hero on Phoenix 98 FM. Hello, it's Jed Shepherd here for The Jed Shepherd Show. I'm joined today by Gnome and the Natives. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good. And you'll be hearing more from them, besides that little 5-second clip, a bit later. They'll be playing about 5 songs, apparently.
Yeah.
So you have that to look forward to. You'll also be hearing lots of new music. I've got songs from Jimmy, Stack, Fife, Una, Grizzly Bear, Dum Dum Girls, and Robo Tacky, amongst many others. First up, here's Los Campesinos. Campesinos with Avocado Baby. I've just realised I forgot to play my theme song. So, Name of the Natives, you get to hear that right now. About 11 minutes ago. My name's Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm with you till 6, and then you've got Matt Jolly. With me today is Gnome and the Natives.
Hello.
Hello, guys. do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. So okay. I'm Rachel.
I'm Hi, Rachel.
I'm Kaylee. I'm the drummer.
And I'm Jack. I normally play guitar, but this afternoon I'll be playing the bass.
Any reason for that?
Rachel can't play bass, that's why.
So we'll be hearing from them after the next song, perhaps, and we'll be speaking to them about influences and that normal kind of interview stuff. Up first, though, is a band called Fantagram, who I'm listening to a lot lately. This is called Blackout Days, and it's really catchy. See what you think, guys.
Thank you.
Fanta Graham with Blackout Days. Blackout Days. On Phoenix 98 FM.
I don't recognise you anymore.
Very sweet. My name's Jed Shepherd. I'm here with Gnome and the Natives, and I think they're going to do a song for us. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what's the song called?
Angel's Kiss.
Angel's Kiss. And before you play, tell me a little bit about who you are and how you got together. Like, who put you together? Was it yourself?
Yeah, well, I put a ad up in Jack's University.
Goldsmiths?
In Goldsmiths, yeah. I was going to go there. I didn't in the end.
Okay. So why did he put it up at his university?
Because the only reason I was going to go to university was to make a band. Okay. I'll skip the debt. Just thing up now. So, yeah, he got back to me. And then we met Kaylee through an ad we put online. No, it wasn't online. It was somewhere. And your friend tagged you on Facebook, didn't he?
Yeah, the advert had a picture of a drum kit. And had a little arrow. And it was like, person that wants to take over the world here. And then my mate saw it, thought it was funny, tagged it on Facebook. And I thought, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you do, yeah. And that was it. That was 6 months ago. Yeah.
And maybe I'll join your band as well, and then you'll definitely want to take over.
Yeah.
So the song again is called
Angel's Kiss.
Angel's Kiss. Yep. Anytime you're ready.
Okay.
Close to the wire, it's all I can see. Take me back from a holly covered heat of flames. Watch the sunset go down on glory days. I'm falling in a pit you've dug on your own. Looking back and wishing you'd gone when you'd go. Till I drop down to the dark trenches of my soul. The things that used to excite me, I just ain't doing that no more. And the things that used to let my mind see, they seem to have left me once more. Remember, I know you'll come around, but one day there's gonna be a day you forget how to stand. No.
No Melanatus with Angel's Kiss on Phoenix 98FM. Thanks, guys. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Here's some adverts.
The days are getting shorter and temperatures are starting to drop. A sure sign that winter's on its way. Soon the frost, ice and maybe even the snow will be back. But did you know? When temperatures fall below 7 degrees, normal tyres can harden, reducing grip. Winter tyres, however, retain flexibility and grip right down to around minus 15. Improve your stopping distance and pull away grip by fitting winter tyres now with skid marks. We have winter tyres to suit all budgets, so are you ready for winter? Don't leave it until it's too late. Call the Winter Tyre Specialists, skid marks now on 01277 210 414.
What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette, full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette, for news and views you won't find anywhere else.
So, naming the natives.
Hello.
Hello. So you've got an EP that's out. I've got it in my hand right now.
Yes.
And it is called She Won't Wait. And it's six songs, and Angel Kiss is the last one, which we just heard. What can you tell me about this EP?
It was recorded in Las Vegas.
Why there?
Well, basically I'm acquainted with some people out there. Okay. Rob Whited and Eric Rickey. They're actually in a band called Most Thieves. Okay. And I've known them since I was 16. So I just kept giving them CDs until...
Tested them till they...
Yeah, till they were like, okay. Yeah, they're great guys. So I went out there. We recorded it out there. And yeah, that was July. And then we've just been playing all over London, haven't we?
Yeah,
ever since.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So did you have the songs all written before you went out there?
Like, yeah, they were all done. All done.
And you wrote them all?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of inspires you? What kind of input do you, the other band members have when it comes to writing songs? Is it literally just you and then you bring it to the band?
It's a bit of both. I mean, all of the songs in that, I actually wrote them before I met these guys.
Okay.
So they were kind of done. So it's a bit of a weird thing. We've started writing recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've started getting a few songs down recently.
Okay.
And been written more collectively.
You could have done that as a kind of a solo thing. It's lucky you didn't, because it sounds really, really amazing in the band. But how come you didn't go kind of the singer-songwriter route?
I just don't really have any influences of that ilk, really, I guess. I don't think any of us do, really. No. Do we?
We all like the big sound.
Yeah. You know. I don't think that lends itself to just being wanting to be huge rather than sort of quieter. Yeah. We do some acoustic sets, but not really that much.
What would you, because when I first heard your music, it sounded like kind of classic rock, kind of, don't take this the wrong way, but almost like Meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I love Meatloaf. But that kind of like epic kind of rock sound.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going for when you kind of went to Las Vegas?
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah. We're all quite influenced by The Killers, U2, Springsteen. Jack's really into Muse. So yep. We've all got some massive influences.
I hate Muse, by the way.
I can give or take them. But, you know, I think that lends itself to having a huge sound. We don't have any influences that are smaller. So going in, there was no option to kind of go, oh, let's take it down here. Because it wasn't in our mindset, I don't think. And Eric Rickey, the producer, he's great at like, backing vocals and... He has this thing called Sonic Awesome. If he hears this, he's going to laugh, but I've actually quoted that. He and his little mate Bobby, they have this thing where they just layer stuff up and just so much stuff on, and they were the perfect crew for it, really.
It's almost, if it went another way, it could also almost be like a Eurovision-style song. It doesn't. You guys don't sound like it, but
I'll
if it went the wrong way...
accent on.
Yeah, if it went the wrong way, it could almost gain that territory. But no, it's really good. Like, I was really surprised, because when Jack hit me up, I was like, okay, I'll listen to this. And I was amazed straight away. I think I replied within 30 seconds, like, yes, come on my phone.
Oh, nice.
I really like it. I'm glad you came on. And we'll be hearing from them in just a while. First up, I'm going to play a song by a band called Coasts. And to be quite honest, I only heard this on the way here and decided to play it. It's called Come a Little Closer.
So can we go to a place where your skin will glow? Your skin will grow. Somewhere the summer comes to life. Somewhere our hearts will both reside. And now it's just after midnight. And I don't feel anything for anyone, but something is eating my insides. It's giving me a taste for you. Your best friend's car, and we're meeting across. for the sun to rise. Won't you come a little closer, bathe in the morning light.
Bristol's Coast with Come a Little Closer here on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to the Jed Shepherd Show, you lucky things, and I've got Naomi and the Natives with me today, and they'll be playing you a song right now. What's the song called?
This is called This Heart of Mine.
This Heart of Mine. That's what's that about?
Do you know about broken... Do you know what? I tend to write with a view that it can be about anything. Like, anyone can pick it up and...
It sounds like it's quite specific, though, about, like,
It's true. It's true. No, I mean, I don't really ever... I often don't know what it's about, if I'm honest. I often just write it and then... Because all the bands I've ever been into have let their fans kind of pick it up and go, you know.
Okay.
You know, it could be about their wife, but then you thinking about your mum or whatever.
Yeah, that's
quite a cool thing. So, deep.
I think I heard the Spice Girl say that once.
It's one for people to interpret.
Always open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Start this one, yeah.
Isn't it strange how we don't notice? You think you'd be a wise man where you're going. You said you'd run away, but the birds and bees are nipping at your knees. There's nothing left for this heart of mine except what you left behind. Except what you left behind. I told you that this day was dawning. Told you that they would never go. Those demons, they haunt your dreams at night. Well, soon they won't be out of sight. Despite the day, despite the night, despite if the time isn't right. Demons make it easy to find. Previous was no restless mind. I never would have told you that's the truth. I always wish you'd find out on the news. I guess that a report on my daily dues, cause you're standing right in front of me. And right now I can see straight through you. I never would have tried to put you down. After all the jewels inside would
we don't notice. You think I'd be a madman where I'm going.
Thank you very much, Name of the Natives. What's the song called again?
This Heart of Mine.
This Heart of Mine. That's it. I really like the whole drum thing you've got going. Do you, when you play live normally, do you have that box then?
Only when we do acoustic stuff. Yeah. So
okay.
Normally I've got this big red drum kit. If you can
play drums normally, can you easily adapt to a box?
I find it quite easy. I never had lessons on this. It's called a
cajon,
by the way.
A cajon.
She only told me that a week ago. I've been calling it the box for months.
Jack tweeted me, yeah, we've got a cajon. I was like, yeah. What is that? Is that a banjo? is he just misspell? Is it predictive text? So that's a cajon, right? Okay.
It sounds like it. The best one was I said that I had a cajon with a different band, and they thought I was talking about a nationality of a different person. But yeah, it's basically a drum kit in a box for me. It's a lot easier to carry around.
Yeah.
And it's got a bass and a high tone, so it's quite easy for me to interpret what I do in a simpler way onto the box from the drums. So.
Okay. And if you want to check out this cajon, I'll be filming one of their songs in a bit. They're also filming some of their stuff themselves. Mm-hmm. If I didn't know anything about you and I wanted to check you out, where's the best place right now to go to the web and find you guys?
I'd say www.gnomeandthenatives.com without the G.
Without the G.
On the gnome. Gnome. Yeah. Gnome. Or on Facebook, to be honest. If you search on Facebook.
So if you just Google Gnome and the Natives without a G.
Yeah. It's all there.
It would have been quite cool if you put the G onto the natives part.
Oh,
natives.
Yeah.
And that would have really messed with Google.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play a song by a band called Say Lulu, and this is Better in the Dark.
Cubbies Coaches offer an exciting selection of day excursions, theatre trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, with local pickups in modern, luxury, fully equipped coaches with excursions included in your holiday price. Cubbies Coaches have been providing holidays for local people for nearly 60 years. The nicest people travel with Cubbies. Why not be one of them? Call Brentwood 805 805 or visit cubbiescoaches.co.uk.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
That's a real name with Given the Chance. My name's Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm still joined by Gnome and the Natives.
Hello.
And I asked you before what your kind of influences are, but what are your favourite band? Because it's a new music show, kind of want to get your view on what's good out there. So it's not just me throwing it down people's throats. What are you listening to at the moment? It doesn't have to be new.
You guys.
I like Haim.
They're great.
Haim thing. I like a band called Post Warriors.
See, with Haim, is it? Do you pronounce it Haim or Haim?
It's, well, Haim, I met them and they said it was Haim. And
really?
Forward about it.
Because it's spelled like Haim, like yeah. Corey Haim.
I thought it was called Ham before.
Ham. Yeah. So it's Haim.
Haim.
Okay. They may think it's their band's called that, but I'm going to call them Haim. What else?
I'm into, as I actually I mentioned earlier, Most Thieves are great.
Yeah.
They just support the Killers a couple of times, they're good. And Tegan and Sarah are good.
I love Tegan and Sarah.
I've really got into them.
Yeah.
And who else was I listening to the other day that was really good? I can't remember now.
How about you, Jack?
Really
Muse, just like Muse.
Another one would be Unpopular with You. I'm really, really getting into the new Arctic Monkeys CD.
Oh, yeah, that is really good.
See, I think they're good at what they do, but they are really a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
They're just doing it's kind of the same song
over
and
over again. It's very similar.
A bit like
the
Muse.
The whole album is very samey, but in the same way, it's still very good.
I thought
the two before it were quite weak. And then they come back and it's slightly different.
I mean, it's good that they're around. It's good that there's a British band that's kind of going out there and kind of waving the flag. But they should just try and do something a little bit different, maybe to kind of catch me off guard. So I'm not so, I don't know, I'm a bit laissez-faire over Arctic Monkeys.
I can see why. I mean, I was until they released the last one, I think.
Well, as you mentioned, Haim, I'm going to try and play this song. It's off the internet, so maybe it's not going to work. But let's give it a shot. It's actually a Fleet Foxes covering Haim. I don't know if
I've heard of Fleet Foxes.
Fleet Foxes are one of the best bands in the world, but this is their cover of Don't Save Me by Haim. Let's see if it works.
Go!
Foxes with a cover of Don't Save Me by Haim, stroke Haim. I'm going to still call them Haim, I don't care, because God bless Corey Haim. There's a new feature in my show called Jed Forces, the band that's in today, to sing Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. You are the first band to do it, but I'm going to try and do it every week.
You should have a chart of who did it best.
Yes. You're at the top right now if nice. You do it. So, yeah. So, Gnome and the Natives are going to do Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay.
Give it a go.
Whenever you want.
Okay.
In vain we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love, no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a life running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me. I put you high up in the sky and now you're not coming down. Just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. I came in like a wrecking ball. I just closed my eyes and swung. Let me crouch in a blaze.
From the chorus, Sonny Jake. That was awesome.
Thank you.
So you're currently top of the table of my Dread Forces, yes. A band to play Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus League.
Nothing like on the spot, eh?
All the other bands that are coming on and listening like, oh my God.
So they'll have time to practice.
No, that was really good. Thank you very much.
Different song every week.
So you're not all Miley Cyrus fans, though, are you?